Understand that this covenant, this New Testament, this new covenant is a covenant sealed in blood. Blood of the Lamb, precious blood, pure blood. Are you hearing me? Pure blood, sinless blood, everlasting blood. And God provided both the Lamb and the sacrifice. And Jesus was willing to sacrifice himself and become a sin curse individual. Not that he sinned, but that he took our sins and he became sin. Are you with me? And in that, God raised up Jesus from that death realm into a covenant with him. And he spilled his blood. You know how they did it. They beat him, they speared him in the side. They did all kinds of stuff. And Jesus took his blood, he and God. Are you in the house? God and Jesus. Are you hearing me? This is God Almighty. This is a resurrected man, Jesus. It's a man and God. And they sealed this covenant. What covenant? A covenant called the New Testament, which has words. Are y'all in the house? It has words of promises that can't be reversed. Once it comes out of the mouth of God, that is a set truth that can nothing tamper with it and make it not be. It can't eat at it and diminish it to the point where it become a half-truth. It is a set, absolute, established truth, sealed in blood. God told Abraham, are you in the house? God told Abraham, maybe we need to turn that and read that. Hebrews 6. Because sometimes we quote stuff, it kind of, you know, fly over our head, but you need to put your eyes on it. I want to show you why you can have what you say. That okay? Amen. Hallelujah. God told Abraham in Hebrews 6 and 12. Are you listening now? Excuse me, 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater. What did he do? He swore by himself looking. Nope. Swore by himself saying. Are y'all getting it now? If you won't stand by your word, God can't honor what you said. But he will honor his word all the time. So if you're a wise person, you won't speak your words. You'll speak his word. Because you have become who he is. You have become a part of him. And he told you when you joined him, when he brought you into the family, he gave you, made the choice. And he gave you everything. And everything God gave you will work every time. Any situation for you. But because we have heard so much stuff preached, men and women, mostly men, preach. They open up the Bible, they'll read a scripture. Then they'll preach different from the scripture. I've heard it many times. And this have hurt many believers. Because they're preaching it, and what they're preaching, it's not going to work. Because it's not the word. Are you hearing me? But if you find out what God has said, like I said, I'm qualifying all of this and I'm going to finish reading this. You'll find out what God has said and put it in the right place and feed on it and live by it and speak it every day of your life. It works. All right, let me finish reading the scripture. He said, where did I stop at? Verse 12 or 13? 13. 14, saying, surely what? Blessing, I will do what? Bless thee. And what? Multiplying, I will do what? Multiply thee. Now, what is he using? What are you hearing? You're hearing words, right? He is saying something, right? Is God a liar? What did he say to Abraham? I'm going to read it again. He's surely blessing, I will bless thee. Multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had what? Patiently endured. Can you imagine speaking to him somewhere around 75 years old and here he's knocking on 100? Can you imagine how many thoughts ran through his mind, how many conditions came up? And even Ishmael popped up in the middle of that, didn't he? Abraham and Sarah trying to help that word come to pass. And just messed up. Because they wouldn't hold fast to what God had said. And finally, he got it. Are you in the house? Finally, he got that word. And he started saying, I'm a father of many nations. I'm a father of many nations. Let me move on. And he said, so after he had patiently endured, he obtained what? The promise. For men does what? For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for what? Confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the what? Heirs of promise the what? Inutability of his counsel, confirmed with an oath. He swore to Abraham. And because he could swear by no greater, he did what? Swore by himself. saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee. Are you here? What did he use? These are covenant words, right?